This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour on the DJB Experience, Wednesday the 25th of October, Tuesday the 24th goes down in infamy because there's no good Dodgers in Los Angeles. What an outrage.
Oh, don't be a hater. How are your Red Sox doing again? Oh, wait, yeah. They're not in the World Series.
Jennifer Horn blowing her horn.
Yep.
Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. She thinks it's important that the Dodgers are playing the Astros and they won the first game. Big deal.
Did you watch how well they did?
It's the shortest game in history, right?
I know. That's the best part.
I know the fans wanted more.
So what's
but...
the what's the book in Las Vegas on who wins?
Actually, the Dodgers were the underdogs, which is weird. I don't know what the Vegas lines were, but many of the talking heads said that the Dodgers were underdogs. Now, the Astros have never won a World Series game. They, I think, are 50-something years old as a franchise, but they've only been to the World Series once.
Yeah.
And that was in
2005. The Dodgers have been there since 1988, so there's no big... Like
well,
the
no, but... But the Astros, I mean, this is actually kind of interesting because they're hungry for this. And tonight I'm nervous because Justin Verlander is a big stud on that pitching mound. But they haven't won a World Series game because in 2005 when they went to the series, the Chicago White Sox swept them in four games. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm a little nervous about tonight. I hope that they do well. Let's hear it for the Dodgers. Well, they looked good last night.
Vegas, to answer your question, Vegas oddmakers have the Dodgers winning.
Good, good, good. I like that.
Tonight or the whole thing?
The whole thing.
Really?
Yep.
Huh. Well, there you go. Two great franchises, for sure.
Well, and a lot of stories to tell. I mean, Houston has a story this year. They suffered a huge disaster and recovered and had a great season.
You catch a ball in a hurricane.
Yeah, so, I mean, there are stories. That's not lost on me, but still, go Dodgers.
Yeah. Go. The ticket prices aren't cheap, though.
No, my cousins, actually, my cousins went last night. They spent $800 and change each ticket.
Wait a minute.
That is cheap because that's way below the average.
They got a really good deal. They are sitting only six rows up from the field by the foul pole. And, they paid
$800. People pay thousands of dollars for these tickets, though.
Yeah. Sure.
Like paying thousands of dollars to go see Adele, huh?
I think the highest price ticket was going for like $15,000. The average, they say, is about $1,300.
Really? All right. Okay. People in the news. Former astronaut Paul Weitz has passed away at the age of 85. Commanded the maiden voyage of the space shuttle Challenger. He was an astronaut for 28 years. Logged 790 hours in space. Had cancer. That's one of the things that nobody talks about. Most of the people who have been in the space program who have passed, have had cancer. And that's because the exposure, this is one of the secrets that there isn't a lot of conversation about, but yet the reality is when you're out in space and there's no atmosphere, even if you're in this little tube, that's why there's always a warning about flight attendants and pilots and stuff, people who spend a lot of time in airplanes, because the radiation, when you get further away from the surface of the Earth, the more radiation, because the less atmosphere. So at 50,000 feet, which is about 6 miles, 6.5 miles, there's less atmosphere. So the planes become a magnet for the radiation from the sun. Imagine being out 285 miles away from the Earth in what is basically darkness. Even though you can see the light from the Earth, you still don't have any, there's no real curtain between you and all of those rays, the gamma rays and the other kind of rays that are coming from the sun, and they penetrate in there. And so that's one of the things that, if you have a good, strong immune system, you probably ward it off. But as you get older, less likely you have a strong immune system. And so most of these people that work for NASA and have been out in space succumb to cancers. Anyway, but it's, this guy's got a story. What a great career. He was in the Challenger when it was launched in April of 1983. He served in Skylab 2. He was one of the 19 astronauts selected by NASA back in April of 66 by my friend Jay Honeycutt. He found all these guys and trained them, put them through the system. He was the deputy director of the Johnson Space Center before he retired in 94. A colleague and a comrade of, actually, of Jay Honeycutt's. And so, you know, this is another guy who's gone. He came out of retirement, actually, on the Challenger when he was 51. So, a name that's not a household name, but yet somebody who did great things in service to our country in the space program. I suppose we could spend a moment talking about Robert Guillaume. I never pronounced his name right.
Guillaume.
He was the star of Benson, passed away yesterday at the age of 89. There's a face that you would never forget. You look, and most of the time, with many of the character actors, like I saw an old black character actor in a Western last night. I couldn't place who it was, but I knew, you know, you'd seen him everywhere. That happens. I mean, it's not a racial thing. It just is. There's so many of these people that are so familiar but never remember their name. I think that maybe because his name was hard to pronounce, but that show was so iconic. He'd been battling prostate cancer. But, I mean, think about that show. People, there was something about that show that people loved. And I don't know what it was. It was on the air from 79 to 86. Is it, any of you watch it as kids?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I did. I remember watching it.
Why? What was there? What was the appeal? People loved that show.
You know, it wasn't, okay, so full disclosure, it wasn't one of my most favorite shows as a kid, but I remember watching it a lot, and I remember, I don't know, you just liked it. It was a storyline. It was your very traditional 80s style sitcom. Mm-hmm. There was just something kind of comforting about it, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was maybe sweet? How's that? Is that
always sweet.
Okay?
Yeah, at the end, it would always end with a on a sweet note, yeah.
Yeah, right. All right. So that's sad news. We'll have our television report. Jennifer, give us the update on what's on tonight in a few moments. If you're into the flash and splash of the royal family, people now are getting, this is amazing how the news media is, getting all worked up and impatient. Why hasn't Prince Harry asked Meghan Markle to marry him yet? Why isn't he popping the question? What's the problem?
Oh my gosh,
they had tea with the Queen. It's, after all, after that, it's time for, I was almost obliged to marry her now. People are so foolish. But I know it makes for great gossip. You ladies love to talk about stuff
like
yeah.
this. Oh, yeah. Especially because he's the cute
royal
one.
Family.
Like, he's the cute royal, so that's where the interest is.
What do we know? The gossip about her getting along with William's wife? Is there any, what's the story of that?
I haven't heard anything at all. I mean, I'm assuming they probably get along fine. But then again, maybe William and Kate, I mean, Harry's had a lot of girlfriends. So if they become, you know, like sisters with every girl that he brings home, then it's kind of disappointing when he dumps them for the next one.
So would you say Harry was a playboy?
He's a little bit. Not in a gross way. I mean, he's a 20-something-year-old guy.
Right.
So what's the future like for somebody like Meghan Markle then? Is she being realistic about the involvement here, or has she got stars in her eyes because he's
a
prince?
Well, how do we know what she's thinking? Maybe she's using him.
Meghan Markle?
Yeah.
But certainly has made her a household
name. You're saying, does she have stars in her eyes? I mean, wouldn't it do her career some good? I mean, wouldn't it do your life some good to date a prince, please?
I suppose, yeah.
I think that's very desirable. Most women would love that.
Mm-hmm. Prince Dudley.
This is just a random question, and maybe this is why they don't tend to marry non-royals. But what if you're just like, I don't know anything about Meghan Markle's background, but let's just say that she's like just an average girl, and her parents are just an average family. How do they afford a royal wedding? Is there some sort of
a royal
fund?
Pays for it. Yeah, I mean, the same thing with Lady Di. I mean, when she married Prince Charles, she was a pretty average person, right? I think that was what made her special, actually. Yeah.
Well, her parents were
She was pretty special.
They weren't Duke and Duchess, but they were Lord and Lady somebody, right?
Spencer. Yeah, Spencer. Yeah.
Do they have that much money to do the wedding that she had? I think it's the royal family pays.
There must be some sort of a trust fund for weddings.
Well, when you consider that the royal family is entitled to $63 million a year as a stipend from the government, there's a little extra cash there for things like that, I'm going to guess, right? 63 mil to keep all the royal family says it's very expensive to keep all those castles going. And, yeah, I suppose it is. Buckingham Castle is something. You come down, anybody who's been in London, you come down that boulevard and you see the castle at the end. It's a fabulous, and the boulevard's so wide as you go down there, and the trees that are on both sides, the parks and stuff, and then those magnificent homes that are on the other side of the park. It really is. It's a sight to behold, and not one that's duplicated anywhere that I can remember having experienced. Amazon introducing a new service that allows Amazon couriers to open your front door and put your package safely inside your home, called Amazon Key. Who thinks that's a good idea? Who's willing to have Amazon get into your house?
Nope.
I'm willing for them to actually drop my package off in front of my door on time.
Yeah, in front of the door.
Before 8 p.m., that would be nice.
I wonder if there's a play here for the Vivint Home security system. If you this thing is so fabulous, by the way. You hear me telling the story now because I want you to investigate the benefits of having the Vivint Home smart home system put in, because it gets, you know, even now, all the security and things and how the systems in your home, thermostats, the smoke detectors, televisions, lights, everything can be on this one system. And is there a way to sort of, pardon the pun, key in the Amazon person to letting when you understand that at the doorbell there is a camera? And let's say, this is, my mind is going wild here, but follow this for a second, imagination. So you're, the Amazon guy's at the front door, rings the doorbell, you're at work, you get a notice on your iPhone, look at, see who's at the front door. And if it's the guy that you know is the Amazon delivery guy, you push a button and let him in to drop the package off. Is that possible? Plausible? Is it? Likely?
It will be. There are video intercom systems, so if that's part of the system, then that's a great feature.
Yeah. My dad already has the automated doorbell, so he can see who comes to his door.
Yeah.
All right, we'll put it all together in the Vivint package for your smart home. Get the news, get the information at 855-718-6167. For the Vivint Home System, including all the things that we're talking about and a whole lot more, 855-718-6167. That's for information and get yourself into the queue to figure out how it works in your home. 855-718-6167. All right, let's get to the television report. Jen, what do we have tonight?
If you're a fan of Criminal Minds, well, Shamar Moore is coming back for just one episode. He was on the show for 11 seasons. He's coming back to help with a case. He's going to consult. That's at 10 p.m. on CBS.
But they're bringing the other guy back that was a pain in the neck.
Right, exactly right. Dynasty, also new at 9 p.m. on the CW. The Blacklist is new tonight on NBC. Frontline on PBS at 10 p.m. has a two-part Putin's Revenge series that launches tonight and concludes next week. And if you're a sports fan, you got to do this. I mean, this is a must-see. World Series, Game 2, Rich Hill, Justin Verlander. It's at 5 p.m. on Fox. Got to watch that one.
5 p.m.
Yeah, and well, that's 5 p.m. Pacific time. So I guess we can, we can alternate 8 p.m. Eastern time. NBA basketball, Raptors versus Warriors. That's on NBC Sports Channel. There's a new episode of Speechless Night. Designated Survivor is new, 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. on ABC. And South Park. We've never given them a shout out before. South Park is a brand new episode.
South Park, yeah.
Comedy Central at 10 p.m.
What time is Blacklist on? Is that 9?
Right, Blacklist there. Is on at 8.
8? Wow.
Yeah, they moved
21 after the hour.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Christmas time, Mariah Carey. Crank this crazy puppy up, will you please?
Love Actually again.
Yeah, this is a fabulous song. She's nuts, but this is a great song. She's released a new Christmas song now, and once we get beyond Halloween next week, it's going to be all Christmas all over the place. And that's not bad. There's something uplifting about it. The upbeat. I don't like the slow, silent night, lonely night. I don't like that stuff. But I love this sort of Christmas tune because it just kind of puts us into that... that mood, you know what? It's a unique sort of a sweet mood that we all get in. So, All I Want for Christmas Is You. She has a new track called The Star.
When the door won't welcome you, heaven will help you find.
Go nowhere.
Gather around, bearing the gifts to the crown. Miracle comes, the baby's born, and angels are heard on high. Follow that star above you.
Sounds very movie soundtrack, right?
Yeah.
That doesn't grab me.
Which I think her voice sounds good. I'm kind of surprised by that because it's been so up and down lately. But I just, no Christmas song is ever going to top her original one.
Nope.
Yeah.
Which is kind of unfortunate for her.
Yeah.
All right, she also announced, let's see, she had her twins with her. Who was the father of the twins?
Nick Cannon.
Oh.
Her ex-husband.
6 years old. Monroe and Moroccan, that name. Why would you name a kid Moroccan?
Because you're Mariah.
So this, song shares the name of a film in which it will be featured. It's an animation movie called The Star, inspired by the Nativity narrative. It follows the adventures of a donkey named Bo as he becomes an unlikely hero during the first Christmas. Let's see, who else is featured on the soundtrack for this movie? Fifth Harmony, Pentatonix, Jake Owen, Jesse James Decker, Kelsey Ballerini. I'd like to go. The Pentatonix people are around, and it's cool for Christmas.
They're great.
Oh, they really are. Speaking about something that's cool, Billy Joel last week says his wife is pregnant. This week, he's got a new daughter.
The fastest gestation in history.
Fast. She, let's see, they're calling this young lady Remy Ann. His wife is Alexis. It's their second child. He has three children, a daughter with Christy Brinkley. So 7 pounds, 3 ounces. And they're doing well, says his PR person. Let's see, they've been married since 2015, just before the first daughter, Della Rose, was born. His oldest child is Alexa Ray, 1985, between him and Christy Brinkley.
Can I just ask, he's 68 years old.
Yes, he is.
What? I mean...
What are you thinking?
68? I mean, I understand, you're Billy Joel, you're not changing diapers. But still, to be a 68-year-old guy, to have a baby, do you think about the child?
Obviously, his sperm count is still okay.
I guess, but he's never going to have a relationship with that child.
Yeah.
It's going to suck to be that kid. Yeah, they're going to, you know, be well off, but they're never going to know their dad.
I mean, he's going to be 78 years old when the daughter's 10. So is he going to be looking like the grandpa going to dance recitals?
Yep.
Well, he looks old and fat now.
Yep.
Actually, I don't think he looks good at all.
Right, so add on 10 years. I don't know. Remember all the
songs you sang. All right.
I mean, congratulations.
Right. Happy and happy birthday to the baby. 28 past the hour, DJV time. Like a boat out on the
ocean. Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
In today's automotive news, Ford announced a new electric vehicle offering beyond a 300-mile range, but you'll have to wait until 2020 to get it. The group putting it together inside Ford is nicknamed Team Edison and will concentrate on fully electric vehicles, hybrid and plug-in hybrid vehicles. The new team will be defining the strategy for Ford on electrification as well as implementing that strategy and working on everything all the way to the marketing plan. Ford is on track to deliver 13 electrified vehicles over the next 5 years. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico. Because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Get to some good news here. It's 34 past the hour. The DJV. There it is. DJV report? No. The DJV report. Although there's no J. Jen Jen Guns off to her other gig. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen are here. In a few minutes, we're going to have some holiday skin talk. So you ladies will be at the height of your fashion queue. Meanwhile, some good news here. Actually, on a number of different fronts. Depending on how much you play, there is there's kind of a love-hate relationship between people who want to play Mega Millions, Powerball, all of these things. Apparently, your odds of winning in Mega Millions, anyway, get longer and harder. Ticket price doubling? I thought it already was $2. Excuse me. No.
For what, Mega Millions or Powerball?
Which one is $2 now?
Ooh,
one of them is $2.
I don't know. Powerball, maybe?
I don't know.
I never buy the tickets. Lewis always does that.
Really?
He's into it. I'm not into it.
This week's drawings include last night's and Friday night. It'll be the last time you can buy a ticket for a buck. Jackpot stands at $25 million as of yesterday. Starting on Saturday, tickets cost $2. Yeah, Powerball is $2. Mega Millions, changing the range of numbers that players have to choose from, which will make the odds of winning the second prize of $1 million or more slightly better than they are now. The odds of winning the jackpot, however, get worse, jumping from 1 in 258 million to 1 in 302 million.
I mean, at that point, what's the difference?
Who cares? That's so silly.
Yeah.
Isn't it? But we all, I find it wonderfully therapeutic. And I'm betting that you do, too. When you go out and buy these tickets and think what you're going to do with the money, who you're going to help, how you... It's just good. It's kind of fun. It's a nice way to while away time rather than worrying about other things. You just spent $2 for something that you're not going to get, but it's okay. It's good. $2 worth of therapy, if you will. Speaking of money and things costing more, the New York Transportation Authority voting to take another step toward implementing what they call a tap payment system. How do you, when you ride, you're probably on the train every day, Victoria, right? You take the system?
No, not every day, but,
no.
Well, I should take the subway more, but, and sometimes I do, because sometimes there are parts of Manhattan that are just easier to get to through the train rather than sitting in a cab for an hour. So, yes, but it's a swipe currently. It's not a tap.
Mm-hmm. So how does tap work? Tap and go. How does that work? Use a smartphone, but in what way does it?
Have you been? You've probably been to Starbucks where you've seen people holding up their cell phones when they to pay.
Yes.
Have you seen that? It's just like that. That's when people use their cell phones. That's either Google Wallet or Apple Pay, and so it just scans the code and it automatically takes money out of your bank account. So or whatever account you have set up. Venmo is now going to work that same way, too, at retailers. So it's the same idea. You just bring it up on your phone, and you just tap it, and that's it.
Yeah. This makes me, I don't know if happy is the right word, but I guess pleased is the word I would go for, because there are 1.5 million fewer Americans on food stamps. The thing that I'd want to know is how the decisions are being made, because we all know there is huge abuse in this program, as there is huge abuse in the welfare program. Is this just, okay, we're going to cut the number of people? The number in December of last year, 42,691,363 people as of December 31st were getting food stamps. As of the end of July, 41,203,721, so that's about 1.5 million fewer. I don't know, and I'm not sure, and I'm trying to nose around here as to how the decision was made for this person to get it and that person not to get it.
Right.
What's changed about
the
rules? Yeah. Because there's so much abuse of the program, it needs to be fixed.
It does.
But do you just fix it with an arbitrary hack, or do you actually look at it and figure out, okay, this person's really abusing the system, we better kick them out?
I mean, a friend of it's so true. A friend of mine is in a band, and so she it's mostly cash business when you're in a band. But so she, she has to work with her accountant. She claims whatever she makes with the band, but she also bartends, which is also a cash business.
Yep.
And last year we were texting about something, and she said, "Oh my gosh, I got an EBT card in the mail today." And she was surprised that, but her income showed that she qualified for that. She actually sent it back, which I give her a lot of credit for. She said, she goes, I'm not, I don't need this. And this makes me really sad for people who do really need it.
Yeah.
So she said, I'm sending it back and I'm just going to say, no, thank you. But, at the same time, I said to her, I really applaud that gesture, but at the same time, is that going to bring a red flag to what your income is? Are you going to now invite the IRS to come after you saying whoever turns down an EBT card? So I don't know. Obviously it's like
too
immigration.
Much government.
But you know what though? If you take it all away, then what? I mean, there are families who legitimately need it.
Yeah, and no question about it.
So
and many of them are in South Dakota and in areas, Wyoming and Vermont and places where most of the people think that welfare recipients are in the big cities. No, well, they are, but don't people who are living in some of these areas, some of the poor farm workers that are in Dakotas and Montana and Vermont and Arkansas,
yep.
you know, these people need some kind of attention as well. So anyway,
yeah.
it's food for thought, pardon the pun. Okay, here are the 10 happiest cities in America. National Geographic magazine up this week with a list of actually the 25 happiest cities. I'm not gonna, I think we got 10 of them here. Anchorage, Alaska is at number 10. For those of you listening up in Alaska, are you surprised to hear that? Barnstable, Massachusetts, which is on the Cape.
Okay, Barnstable, right.
9. Bridgeport, Connecticut. Man, I don't see that. But unless
I don't get that one.
House out on the break. Provo, Utah is number 7. San Jose, number 6. San Luis Obispo is number 5. Number 4 is Fort Collins, Colorado. Charlottesville, Virginia, is number 3.
Well, I mean, obviously this list came out before. Yeah,
right. Santa Cruz, number 2. And number 1, Boulder, Colorado, is the happiest city.
I mean, I believe that, you know. It's beautiful. It's not as expensive as Aspen or Vail, but you still have the same vistas.
Yeah.
You've got weed everywhere. I mean, it's I believe that that's a very happy place. I mean, a lot of happy hippies with money.
The judgment comes as a result of how long you live, how healthy the population is.
Everyone's outdoors all the time. They eat healthy. They exercise. Yep.
They call it the well-being index. Those are the metrics that contribute to happiness, having health. That really, for me, that's the bottom line. I would be happy as long as I have my health, wherever I was. But clearly, when you look at some of these cities, there are, as you've suggested, lots of opportunity for all kinds of activities. And there are not a lot of places on the East Coast, mostly because of the weather. The weather. And the traffic and stuff. Hey, man. All right, anyway, I wanted you to know if you're in one of those cities that you got something good going for you.
Yeah.
In a moment, we're going to spend some time trying to make you look as beautiful and or as handsome as possible. One of the suggestions I might make is for you to consider ingesting lots of fruits and vegetables. And I know you're not going to get the 11 fruits and vegetables by actually having them every day, but you can have them every day, if you know what I mean, if you sign up for the Balance of Nature program. Balance of Nature presents the servings of fruits and vegetables that your mother always told you you had to have, and the benefits to having it in your immune system. I mean, what I'd like you to do, think about this, Victoria Cara, everybody listening. With the Balance of Nature products that you get, they're going to give you a booklet that asks you to track the servings. Just write down how many fruit servings you have in the average day, how many vegetable servings you have in the average day, and look at that at the end of the week. The average person has 6 vegetables over the course of a week and 5 servings of fruit over the course of the week, when in fact you need twice as much of that every day. And that's where Balance of Nature comes in, because the benefits are clear, the immune system is enhanced, and this is an easy program to get in on. So you want to be happy, you want your health, get in on this by going to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the code DJV to get a free month supply of the fruits and veggies, fruits and vegetables, all encapsulated, dried, and the product is perfect. Balance your immune system. Build it up before the weather gets bad and you get a cold or the flu. You don't have to have the shot. Just get on the program. Balanceofnature.com, code DJV, for the veggies. And they actually have a bunch of other stuff. You can look up their website and see other things that I think will enhance your physicality as well. Balanceofnature.com/DJV.
Computer, execute 12.4P operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. Night. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Dermatologist Dr. Deanne Mraz Robinson joins us now to share some strategies as we get into the holiday season. Halloween is here. I guess I'm curious, is there a way to take care of your skin well that would bring you into the focus of Halloween? Makeup, a lot of people, no matter what their age, are getting dressed up and made up. Is there a cosmetic to stay away from or a cosmetic to be used when it comes to this kind of makeup, Dr. Robinson?
Hi, thank you so much for having me. That's a great question. You know, Halloween and kind of the artificial makeups and things that we can put on our face sometimes can be very irritating. There can be lots of dyes or other chemicals that are in there. So I tell my patients, especially those with sensitive skin like eczema or psoriasis, to try to stay away from those. And if they want that kind of full face look, to go with a mask instead.
A mask. What is it? Explain what a mask would be.
You know, just a mask that you put over the face instead of applying.
Oh, not the makeup. Not the makeup mask. You're just talking about a real mask. Oh, okay.
Yeah, a real mask.
Yeah.
It's easier, too. It's easier to take off.
There are things that people put on their faces. I'm sure the ladies would agree. It's called a mask. You put stuff on.
Yeah, like a clay mask. I know what you meant, Doug. Okay, that was very girly of you. It was very good, that you even knew that.
I've had a few in my life as well. And that brings me around to something else, Dr. Robinson. This, oftentimes people hear these things and they think it's just for women. And that's not true at all. More and more men are getting cosmetic surgery and dermatological treatments. I have a facial, in the summer I don't get many, but in the wintertime, when I'm in California, I try to get one a month or more.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and I think there's things for the health of our skin that are important to men and women. And, you know, thinking about the holiday season, stress goes up, maybe our diet, our exercise, all of these things change, and those can have a big impact on our skin. And some of my patient population, particularly those patients with rosacea, I do really notice the holidays can be, you know, tough on their skin.
So, under the circumstances, we're talking the end of October. The wintertime comes and people's skin dries up. Are there moisturizers and things that should be used to keep you from going down that horrible road?
Yeah, that's a great question. So as wintertime comes, the humidity and the air drops, you know, I'm on the East Coast, so different than you guys, people get really dry. So moisturizers that have ceramides in them can be really great. Ceramides are a natural fatty component of our skin, and when we put that back onto the skin, it could really help rebuild the integrity and the health of the skin.
Is there a thing, you think about the face, but what about your neck and your arms, the things that are exposed that do? You can keep your face looking beautiful, but if you don't pay attention to the rest of your skin, you can look kind of wrinkly. What do they call those things that begins with a C that you get as you get older on your arms and...
The keratoses?
Yeah, I guess that sort of thing. So how do we deal with that sort of thing?
Well, you know, number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for me is sunblock, you know, photo protection. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that can age and change our skin and also can cause flares of underlying skin conditions. So protecting ourselves from the UV radiation of the sun and kind of the environmental toxins is really important.
So I'm the crepes,
the crepiness. Absolutely.
How many people are having surgery versus getting treatments these days?
Sorry, say that again?
I wondered how many people are getting surgeries to fix their skin rather than just maintaining it.
So when we look at the national data from the American Society of Derm Surgery, the number of non-invasive or non-surgical procedures are going up year after year.
Yeah.
So it is really on the rise.
All right. So go to allergen.com. Is that where we get more information on this?
So if you go to rofade.com and you visit your board-certified dermatologist, they can tell you more about rosacea and the ongoing redness associated with rosacea.
Thank you, Dr. Robinson.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
To establish itself, because we all know how absolutely exciting Friday the 13th movies were. How many of these are there, Chucker?
I think there were 10 of them total, I think. 10 or 11, but I think 10.
Good God.
How many did you see in the theater, Doug?
I saw none in the theater and none anywhere else.
Let me ask you a question.
I've never seen them either.
Really? This is a setup question. Who was the killer in the original Friday the 13th movie, which came out in 1980?
Freddy Krueger?
It was, most people would say it was Jason's mother.
Oh. No,
Jason doing the hockey basketball.
You got three people here that don't know anything about anything when it comes to that.
Well, blame this movie, Doug, if you want to point blame. Blame this movie for really creating the modern day more hardcore slasher movie. I actually saw this movie in 1980. I was a teenager, and this movie scared the heck out of me. I mean, I was literally on the edge of my seat. Because I honestly never seen graphic violence in a movie theater setting like this movie. The kills were pretty gruesome. Not just a standard slasher movie, more graphic. And Kevin Bacon, I think this is his first feature film. He has a really amazing kill scene in the movie, if you have any interest in that one, Doug.
Yeah, I'd be fabulous. All right, let's see if we can talk about something other than killing and slashing.
Fair enough.
All right, hold on a minute. Chucker is here. Movie Moments. Time is 55 past the hour.
How will the recent massive data breach affect you? Is your personal information at risk? If you are a Discover credit card member, there's an important action you can take to help protect yourself right now. Go online and sign up for Discover's free Social Security alerts. Once activated, we will alert you if your Social Security number is found on any one of thousands of risky websites. Learn more and sign up for free alerts at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, and I have a confession to make. I've done a lot of freelancing over the years, and I just kept all of my records on a single Microsoft Word document. So sloppy. But recently I got a tour of FreshBooks, which makes cloud accounting software for freelancers and small businesses, and it was a revelation. Manage your invoices, track your expenses, keep track of your work down to the minute. That is the way to run a side hustle. Check out FreshBooks.com and enter Entrepreneur in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
Now when you buy select HP printers from Staples, you can print free for life. That's right. Print up to 15 pages per month for free when you buy select HP printers from Staples. Get the confidence of never running out of ink and having to run out for more. The confidence of having ink automatically show up in your mailbox before you need it. HP ink delivered to your door. Print free for life. Staples. It's pro time. Print 15 pages per month for free. Pay as you go after that or upgrade to another plan. See staples.com/printfreeforlife for details.
Hi, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. Renee Zellweger is going to play Judy Garland in the story of her life. Did you see that, Chuck?
I saw that story. I mean, Renee, I liked her, but she's not exactly A-list anymore. I don't know how high profile that project's going to be, but I certainly respect her as an actress. I think she's very good. I loved her in Jerry Maguire. I thought that was the best thing she's ever done.
The film is called Judy. Mm-hmm. It's going to show her at some of her toughest personal moments, fragile, exhausted. She was on drugs most of her adult life and
right.
Alcohol, and most of her performances, you can sort of tell that when you see her.
But what is, you know, what's amazing, I said this to somebody when we were talking about The Wizard of Oz, when you watch her in that film, it's hard to believe how young she actually was, because her maturity level was so high in that film. I think she's 17 years old in real life when she
really?
Filmed The Wizard of Oz. Yeah.
Wow.
But
yeah, well, that's,
no,
I think
like
she was.
Much older.
Well, they put her on. That's when she got hooked on the drugs because
right.
They needed to keep her going, and she was doing school and all kinds of other stuff and wasn't getting much sleep, and so they gave her uppers to make sure she was okay for the performances. You know?
Great talent, though.
All right, what else you got, Chucker?
I don't know how they know this, but they know tracking. In Star Wars Last Jedi, which opens December 15th, tracking at a $215 million opening weekend. That's going to be good news for theater owners who certainly need some big box office. But again, it's all the massive big popcorn blockbuster.
When does it open?
December 15th. The new Thor movie with co-stars The Hulk, that's tracking at around a $100 million opening weekend. That comes out November 2nd. I thought this story was interesting. Mark Wahlberg, who is a strict Catholic, gave an interview, says he's asked God to forgive him for starring in Boogie Nights in 1997.
Good for him. Chuck Curry, 59 after.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.